弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我是基督学房06年，现在仍然在读的学生。
I'm a student at the Academy of Christ since 2006, and I'm still currently enrolled.
我来自北京。
And I'm from Beijing.
10月15号，我来这里，然后看主内的肢体。
It was October 15, I came to the U.S. to visit brethren.
我先到的圣地亚哥。
And right now I'm living in San Diego.
学房的老师给我安排在这里有一次这样交通的机会。
The teachers of the Academy of Christ have arranged for me to have this opportunity to share with brothers and sisters.
昨天晚上我失眠了。
I lost sleep last night.
中午躺在床上也是好像身要睡但心却醒。
In the afternoon, I wanted to take a nap, even though I was physically lying in bed, but I was still quite alert.
所以借着上午的掰饼聚会，如果你们与主的关系有所恢复，请你为我祷告。
Since the bread breaking meeting, if you have restored the relationship with the Lord, please remember me in your prayer.
让我的信息不至于使你们睡着。
So that my sharing would not put you to asleep.
我们还是从圣经很熟悉的约翰福音第三章十六节我们打开好吗？
Let us turn to a Bible scripture that we're very familiar with, the Gospel according to John chapter 3 verse 16.
如果你会背，我们就一起背。
If you have memorized it, let us recite it together.
因为我看到过一个见证，上面是说圣经对于熟读它的人永远都是一本新书。
I've read this testimony before. Those who are very familiar with the Bible, when we read the Bible, it is always a fresh book to us.
约翰福音三章十六节。
Gospel according to John chapter 3 verse 16.
好，我们一起背。
Let us recite it together.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。好，我们看另外一节经文，《使徒行传》第一章。
Turn to another Bible scripture, the book of Acts, chapter 1.
第一章第八节。
Chapter 1, verse 8.
我们一起读。
Let us read together.
但圣灵降在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我们见证。好，我们有一些祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
天父，我们满心感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, our heart is filled with thanks and joy as we give thanks to you.
你说每早晨都是新的。
You say that each morning is new.
你的诚实极其广大。
And your mercies are new every morning. How great is thy faithfulness?
谢谢你让孩子经历你这恩典。
We thank you because you have allowed your child to experience this grace of yours.
你既愿意我今天站在这里。
And you're willing for me to stand here today.
把我所经历过的。
All that I've experienced,
对弟兄姊妹诉说
I will make known to brothers and sisters.
就求你赐下圣灵与我同在
I pray that you will grant me the presence of the Holy Spirit.
让说的和听的
So those who speak and those who listen,
还有翻译
and the translator,
我们一起再次温习你的恩典
that together we will review once again your grace.
让我们在经历中
so that in our experience,
看到你自己的丰富和真实
We are able to see your fullness and how real you are
与我们的聚会同在
Make your presence be known in our midst
听我从心里发出的祷告
Listen to my prayer deep from my heart
奉耶稣基督的名求
In Jesus' name we pray Amen, Amen.
好，感谢主
I thank the Lord
我想从我的出生开始讲起
I want to share beginning from my birth
我是1967年6月出生的。
I was born in 1967 in June.
所以今年我45岁。
Therefore, I'm 45 this year.
但我的故事是开始在出生的前一年1966年。
But my story actually began even a year prior to my birth in 1966.
因为我母亲怀我的时候。
That is because when I was still in my mother's womb.
我上面的两个姐姐
The two older sisters
应该是为一些食物然后进行这样的打闹。
And, they were fighting, regarding food.
对，因为那时候你知道在60年代的中国物资还是说非常缺乏的。
If you realize those days in China in the 60s, they were still lacking much in material matters.
那我母亲在拉架的过程当中就碰到了她怀的我。
And when I was still in my mother's womb, she hit a garbage can.
于是我母亲就吐血。
She was vomiting blood.
然后送到医院以后，医生就跟我父亲说是保大人还是保孩子。
When they sent my mother to the ER, the doctor asked my father this question, do you want to save the adult or save the child?
我想可能是神给我爸聪明，他说两个都保。
I think it was my father who gave wisdom to God who gave wisdom to my father to answer wisely and say, I want to keep both, save both.
所以在67年我出生的时候。
Therefore, in my birth in 1967.
那孩子出生以后他去吃奶。
And when I was born and I was being nursed.
是很一件自然的事情。
It's very natural to be nursed.
但我不会吸我母亲的乳头。
But I was not able to suck from my mother's breast to be nursed.
奶瓶就更不会吸。
And I just cannot be able to absorb milk that way.
所以医生就查体发现我有先天性心脏病。
Because of that, the doctors gave me a diagnosis and I had a congenital heart condition.
如果有学医的朋友知道是叫室间隔缺损。
If brothers and sisters who have a medical knowledge know there was an ovarian hole in my heart.
那就是心脏有一个小洞。
That there's this a hole in my heart.
我在 New Jersey 学房郑老师那里去讲这件事情的时候。
When I was sharing this matter with Brother Chan in New Jersey.
他的女儿刚好也有这个病。
His daughter also have the same condition.
但感谢主，他的女儿那个洞以后慢慢长大，自己长上了。
But thank the Lord, in her condition, as she gradually grew older, the hole was able to close on its own.
但更感谢主，我的没有长上。
But I thank the Lord all the more that my condition was not like that, that the hole did not close and heal itself.
因为没有长上。所以神让我经历他的恩典。
Because the hole did not close on its own and heal, I was able to experience God's grace in this way.
在我22岁信主的时候。
When I was 22 and I believed in the Lord.
在这之间的22年间我从没有听过任何的福音。
Before 22 years of my life, I have not heard of the gospel.
小时候因为不会吃奶所以我妈就告诉给我用那个奶瓶一滴一滴往我嘴里滴。
Because I was not able to suck the milk being nursed by my mother. My mother put it in a bottle and dropped drops one by one to feed me.
这样我活了下来。
And that was how I was sustained to live.
我信主以后我读到诗篇139篇第13节的时候。
After I believed in the Lord, and I read Psalm 136 verse 13,
那里说我的肺腑是你所造的。
There it reads that I have been wonderfully made.
我在母腹中你已覆庇我。
And that he has covered me while I was in my mother's womb. 139.
感谢神让我从一开始我觉得就去经历他的恩典。
I thank God that even from the beginning of my birth, I experienced his grace.
因为身体的原因所以我从小就免体。
Because of my physical condition, I was exempt from my physical education.
不能做剧烈的这个运动，而且会经常的感冒生病。
I was not able to exert myself too much physically, and I would get ill quite easily.
那我外婆就会跟我母亲说，趁着我小，应该早一点给我做手术。
My maternal grandmother would encourage my mother that they should operate on me while I'm still young.
那时候我七八岁。
At that time, I was 7 or 8.
当我想到那时候可能会因着手术和亲人分离的时候我会偷偷的流泪。
When I consider, I remember that because of the operation, I might lose my life, then I would shed my tears hiddenly.
所以你的孩子如果现在也正在这个年纪的时候
if there are any children that are still in this age,
请你特别 care 他的里面
please pay special care to how they feel within.
也是在那个时候我自己冥冥当中觉得有一位神
It was during that time that I knew that there is a God.
这个神是谁我不知道
I do not know who this God is.
但我心里边 知道有神
But in my heart, I knew there is a God.
事后我读罗马书那里知道神的神性和永能是明明可知的。
Later on, after I read the book of Romans, then I came to understand that God's eternal power is clearly seen.
虽是眼不及能见但藉着所造之物就叫人晓得将无可推诿。
Even though we may not know him, but through the things that are created, through that which is visible, that we can see him, clearly know him without, and be without excuse.
我们都是被他造的
and we are those who are created by him
也是为他造的
and we're created for him
感谢神
I thank God
在十八岁那年
when I was 18
也是因为感冒
because I grew ill
患了心内膜炎
and I had pneumonia
因为这个病就在我心脏缺损那个洞的位置上长了一个追生物
because of the pneumonia then on the ovarian hole then there was bacteria that grew
这个追生物是这种游离状态的如果不小心滑落到那个洞的缺损里面我的生命就没了
Now in this condition because of the bacteria being on the tricuspid valve if it fell intothe ovarian hole, then I can lose my life.
那时候就住院决定接受手术。
During that particular illness, then the decision was made that I would be hospitalized for the operation.
18岁我要面临死亡。
When I was 18, I was faced with this life or death situation.
我就想了很多。
Many thoughts crossed my mind.
我说这时候谁能帮我
I thought to myself, who can help me? Can God help me?
我说最爱我的人可能是我妈。
I thought to myself, perhaps my mother is the one who loves me most.
如果可以，她能替我。
If possible, she will take my place.
但是这时候她做不了。
But she cannot do so.
那医生我就看到，为什么有的人就活下来，有的人就死了。
As for the doctor, I thought to myself, why would someone be able to survive and some cannot?
因为当时住在外科的病房，那个病房全部都是要接受手术的。
Because I was in the hospital along with other patients in the same ward that also was awaiting surgery.
从七八岁的孩子到七八十的老人。
In the same ward, there were children 7 or 8 to older people that were 70 or 80 years old.
每天除了是做各种的检查，就是自己。在研究自己的病。
Either throughout the day they would spend their time either being examined by the doctors or they are just thinking about their illness.
那些孩子也就在那个病房里不断的这样的跑。
As for the children, they are just running around about in the ward.
那些老人就很烦。
And the older patients would get very troubled by that.
就是对这些孩子说小挨刀的。
And they would say that these little children, they have to be good and not be naughty.
那孩子回应你老挨刀的。
And so when the older ones call the little children that they're young naughty children, then the little children will say the same about they're just older naughty people.
因为在那个病房里全要挨刀。
That because they all are in the same situation, they're all going under the knife. So they would call each other names in that way.
几乎每天都会从手术室传来消息。
Each day we would hear news while we were in the ward.
说某某一个病友心碎了。
And we would hear how certain patients are doing.
我不知道什么叫心碎了，但是听他们是说心脏打开以后，那个心脏我大家都知道好像拳头一样，但它好像要在实施手术的时候像豆腐脑一样的就这样化了。
We hear news of how patients are doing after the surgery and some news are that someone's heart is broken. We know that the shape of the heart is like a fist and after they perform the surgery, they are not hard anymore, but they are like a mush, just like the brain or like tofu is mush.
那我的这种恐惧
And when I hear such news, I feared.
我不知道怎么去排解。
I don't know how to deal with this.
这时候我想到了我七八岁那个冥冥中想到的神。
At this time, I thought back when I was 7 and 8, I realized that there is God.
我就跟他许了一个心愿。
So I made this vow to God.
我说 你要让我闭上眼睛的时候
I said if you allow for me to close my eyes
你要让我死我不怕
If I die I will not fear
我是去你那里了
I will go to where you are
如果你让我活着回来
If you allow me to survive and live
我有一天要向人见证你存在
Or one day I will make testimony of your existence
感谢神
I thank God
27年以后的今天我在这里为他做见证
27 years later today now I'm standing here to testify of him
那这个心愿跟他说出去以后一件奇妙的事情就发生了
Now after I made this vow to God this wonderful thing happened
平安就临到了我的里面
Peace came within my heart
这个平安不是说我已经知道结果，因为手术还没有开始。
This peace was not the fact that I knew what would happen, what would be the result of the surgery because I did not go under yet.
这时候让我想起约翰福音十四章第二十七节那里说的。
But now I look back and recalls the words from Gospel of John chapter 14 verse 27.
我所赐的不像世人所赐的。
What I give unto you is not that the world gives.
那这种平安临到我以后，我真的我就不再。任何的惧怕。
This is a peace that I receive from him, then I no longer fear.
但中文有一句成语叫好事多磨。
And there is a Chinese saying that even a good thing will get at us.
在我决定手术的那一周。
On the week that I decided to take the surgery.
我们那病区一共安排了三例手术。
They had arranged that I needed to have three operations.
周二、周四、周五。
It was Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday.
周二是一位河南的小女孩。
The surgery on Tuesday was a little girl from Henan.
七岁叫二妞。
She was seven, and her name was Anu.
手术失败，死在手术台上。
The surgery was failed, and she died on the operation table.
周四是九岁的一个男孩。
On that week there were three surgeries, so the second one was on Thursday, and it was a little boy.
叫董斌，来自四川。
And his name was Zhong Bin, and he was from Sichuan.
那手术下来以后，在监护室几个小时也死了。
After the surgery, in critical care, he also died a few hours after the surgery.
那当时我父母就吓死了。
Because of that, then my parents were afraid for my life.
说不做了，回家。
They said, "Oh, let's cancel the surgery and go home."
但当时我里边还是有这个平安。
But yet within me, I still had that peace.
但我又不能把我这经历对他们去说。
Now, of course, I cannot share with them what I had experienced.
因为当时住院是我父母向单位借了钱的。
Because they had borrowed money from their unit, their work unit, in order to put me in the hospital.
而且住进医院是托了我妈妈同事的一个朋友。
It was also due to some relationship my mother had to her co-worker's friend that I was able to be admitted.
才住进了北京一个专门的治心血管的阜外医院。
So that I was able to admit into this specialized unit for heart condition in Beijing.
所以就决定做这个手术。
So the final decision was nevertheless to move ahead with the operation.
那当时在85年的时候，这个手术还是一个很大的手术。
Now back in 1985, this was still considered a major operation.
我的胸腔整个从这儿一直到膝上全部劈开。
They had to cut me open all the way from my shoulder to my abdomen.
然后把我的那个追生物给切除掉。
And to remove the bacteria that was in my on the valve.
然后把那个缺损的洞给补上。
And also to mend the hole that is in my heart.
但做心脏手术，有一个比较大的问题，就是希望病人配合。
Was the issue for the surgery is that it needed the cooperation of the patient.
所谓配合就是你的心跳要平稳。
That is the patient's heartbeat. It must be consistent and stable.
所以很多人到那上去心跳过速。
Sometimes when they are on the operating table, their heartbeats is rapid.
那你就要等到平静以后你再做了。
Then they have to stabilize first before they operate.
所以我上手术台的时候，护士为了排解我的一些紧张，所以就跟我聊一些闲天。
In order to help me stabilize my heartbeat, the nurse was just chatting with me before the operation.
但我仍 但我仍在里面就重复我跟神的那个心愿。
But again, I just reiterated my vow to the Lord.
然后护士从我脚下注射什么东西以后我就不知道了。
And then later on, I just forgot what happened afterwards.
手术做了12个小时。
I was in the operation room for 12 hours.
当我醒来的时候我特别快乐。
Now, when I awoke, I was extremely happy.
那我觉得我活了。
I felt that I'm alive.
那活了以后我应该去找神。
Now, after I'm living now, I ought to seek God out.
我不知道去哪儿找。
I did not know where to find him.
坐车的时候我知道在如果有从北京过来的你们知道在甘瓦市那里有一个基督教堂。
If you're from Beijing area, you know that when you're on this highway, this road, then you know there is a church fellowship there.
当我看到有人进去的时候都会在门口站着都会跟门口站着人打招呼。
When I recall seeing that when I pass by, there's always someone standing outside the building to wave to those who are going in.
我谁也不认识我怎么进去。
I did not know anyone there, how can I just go in?
这样又过了四年。
Then 4 years passed.
我22岁那年。
On the year when I was 22.
我在外边补习的时候
when I was studying,
班上一个同学叫黄小丽
I had a student whose name was Wang Xiaoli,
真的求神纪念这个人
and may God remember this person,
因为他将福音带给了我
because she was the one who shared the gospel with me.
他问我听过福音吗
She asked if I heard the gospel.
当这两个字这样一起组合的时候我觉得挺好笑。
When these two characters, the glad tidings or the good news, was put together and she asked if I heard the gospel before, I thought it was a silly term.
我说福音什么叫福音
I said, what is the good news, the glad tidings?
她说我也不会讲但我可以带你去。
She said, I cannot tell you much about it, but I can bring you.
哎我心里真快乐。
I was very joyful.
我终于可以进教堂了。
I thought to myself, I can finally enter into a church building.
但是他却给我带到了一个老姊妹的家里。
But she brought me into a home of an elderly sister.
开始有一点失望。
And I was somewhat disappointed.
但后来知道是祝福。
But later on I discovered it was a blessing.
那么在那个家里我就信主了。
It was in that house I believe in the Lord.
那信主以后我就知道哎呀这是真是一个巨大无比的一个福气。我就想将这个福气给我的父母。
After I believe in the Lord, I realized this is such a wonderful, great blessing, and I wanted to share this blessing with my parents.
但我又不知道怎么跟我父母传福音。
I did not know how to share the gospel with them.
因为刚刚信一年。
Because I just believed for just a year's time.
跟他们说你有罪。
I tell them, you have sin.
我不知道怎么开这个口。
I don't know how to begin with these words.
但是我祷告。
But I pray.
我说求神就真的愿意把我的心愿就是说给我。
And I pray to God to truly grant me this vow.
真的当你用心去要的时候神真的就预备。
That is true. When you seek him sincerely, he will prepare.
我家住的地方是我父母分配给我们的宿舍。
Where I live is the unit that was apportioned to my family.
那有一天我问我母亲哎我说你的同事那个李大爷怎么好像有一段时间没见到了。
So one day I was just conversing with my mom and I asked her about her coworker and I said, oh, how come I haven't seen her recently?
哦她说因为得急症就去世了。
She mentioned that because a sudden illness fell upon her and she passed away.
那当时我父亲有心绞痛。
At that time, my father also had a heart condition.
我母亲有高血压，还有糖尿病。
For my mother, her health was that she had high blood pressure and also diabetes.
他们也都在吃药。
They were also taking medication for their condition.
刚好在那段时间，我有机会听到一个老姊妹分享，她说人都有来不及的时候。
I remember during those time, that period, I heard an elderly sister share this testimony that men sometimes have urgent situations.
那这句话就深深地抓住了我。
And so these words, what she shared, grabbed onto my heart.
我说我爱他们。
I said that I love my parents.
我说如果我没有机会真的来不及跟他们传我会后悔一辈子。
And I thought to myself that if I do not take hold of the opportunity to share with them and I lose the chance and they're gone all of a sudden then I would regret for the rest of my life.
我说我怎么样跟他讲，求你帮助我。
So I prayed to the Lord. I said, Lord, how do I begin to share the gospel with them? Help me.
我就讲我自己是怎么信的。
So I share with them how I believe.
怎么跟他讲罪呢？
How do I share with them about sin?
他是我的长辈。
They are my elder. They are my elder generation.
我没办法指出他们的罪。
I cannot point out their wrongdoings.
我可以讲我的罪。
I can say my sin.
我应该五六岁的时候我就会说谎了。
Now, I recall when I was five or six, I know how to tell a lie.
从我三岁的女儿身上我知道可能人说谎的那个时间会越来越短，应该是三岁多一点就会说。
Now, I think that from my daughter, I realized that perhaps even at a younger age, the children know how to tell a lie, perhaps when they're three or so.
因为在九月份她上幼儿园的时候我问她，
Because I recall an experience with my daughter this past September when she was in preschool.
她刚满三岁嘛。
She just turned three.
从幼儿园回来，我说幼儿园好不好？
She came home from preschool and I asked her, "Oh, so how was preschool today?"
她说很好。
She said, "Oh, quite well."
我说明天还去不去？
And I said, "Oh, do you want to go tomorrow?"
她说不去了，老师不让我再来了。
She said, "Oh no, I can't go anymore. The teacher doesn't want me back."
她可能不知道这叫谎。
And so she probably did not realize that was just a joke.
但她为了留在家里，她会她用她一种表达。
That was a lie, and so that's how she would express herself at home.
所以我小时候的罪我自己是知道的。
So looking at this experience, I realized when I was young, I have sinned.
不但会说谎，我还会偷钱。
Not only do I lie, I know that I also stole.
开始就从我妈妈的这个包里拿几个硬币。
At the beginning, I would take from my mother's purse some coins.
到后来的时候偷的大一点，偷了一个五块钱。
Later on, I got bold and I stole $5 from her.
那个是比较大的，结果让我妈知道了。
That was a quite larger amount, so my mom knew about that.
说你拿着钱干嘛去了？
She questioned me, why did you take my money?
我说跟小伙伴一起去动物园了。
I said I took it, so I went out with my friend and we went to the zoo.
但因为我小时候身体原因，我父母又不敢揍我。
But because of my health condition when I was young, my parents did not dare to beat discipline me, to punish me.
所以后来越来越大，就觉得这个谎就越说越自然。
As I grew older, then these lies came very easily and naturally then.
那我就把我自己的这个对罪的认识跟他们讲。
So when I share the gospel with my parents, I just told them my sin and my understanding of sin.
我也讲我爱他们。
And I told them I love them.
我说信的人我觉得是以后有天堂可去。
I told them that those who believe will be in heaven.
我说没有神儿子生命的人是去不了那里的。
And I told them that those without the life of the Son of God cannot be there.
所以我说信耶稣可以。
I said you could if you believe in Jesus.
我说你们愿意吗？
I asked if they were willing.
感谢神。
I thank God.
他们愿意。
They were willing.
所以那天晚上。
So that night.
我们三个一起跪在那里。
The three of us, we knelt there.
我一句一句带他们认罪悔改。
I led them in prayer, sentence by sentence to repent.
就这样我父母信主了。
And that was how my parents came to believe in the Lord.
那在90年的8月12号
In 1990 August 12
受浸以后我觉得那时候我就比较愿意去聚会。
After I was baptized, I found myself more willing to attend the gathering.
心里也很火热。
I was also very zealous.
但这种火热好像似乎有点抓不住。
But it seems like this fervency was just intangible. I cannot hold on to it.
星期日一天很特别的快乐。
There was one day that was extremely over joyful.
星期一就弱一点。
But Monday I would fall from that.
星期二、星期三慢慢就没了。
And gradually throughout the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, it died out.
又盼望下一次的聚会。
And I would look forward again to the next meeting.
那感谢神，让在我经历当中经历怎么样，神真成为我自己的神。
Thank God, because from my experience, He gradually showed me, made it real to me how He is truly my God.
信主的时候，那年长的肢体都会鼓励我好好读圣经。
When I believe in the Lord, of course, the older saints will always encourage me to read the Bible well.
开始的时候真的起得很早在读。
At the beginning, I did get up quite early to read God's Word.
坚持不到一周
but after a week,
就起不来了。
I cannot get up early anymore.
但为了要读，勉强自己去读。
But to force myself, I continued.
于是有一天早上，我就拿着圣经去了卫生间。
One day, this morning, I took the Bible and went to the restroom.
就在里边读。
And I was reading in the restroom.
结果在那天看一个灵修故事的时候。
That day when I was reading and I saw a devotional story.
那里就说，难道你要把厕所的时间给神吗？
And the topic was, would you want to give the bathroom time to God?
所以从那以后我就再不敢拿着圣经去厕所了。
From that point on, then I dare not spend time reading God's word in the bathroom.
那信主的时候，年长的肢体就告诉我，你可以每天就是读一两篇的诗篇，因为那是祷告。
When also older saints would encourage me each day, perhaps I can read a couple of the psalms, and then after reading, I can pray.
然后你可以去读一章箴言。
I can also read a chapter of Proverbs.
那是你处世的智慧。
Will give us wisdom to face to this world.
还有读新约
and then to also read the New Testament.
那我的初信我觉得就是这样过来的。
And that was how I spent my early years after I believed in the Lord.
当我读到诗篇第九十篇的第十节的时候
when I read Psalm 90, verse 10,
那里说我们一生的年日是七十岁。
There it says that all the days of our life are 70 years.
若是强壮可到八十。
And if by reason of strength they be 40, 40 80 years.
那么读到这节经文的时候，哎呀，我就好像很羡慕这句话。
When I read this particular verse, I really envied, admired this situation.
我就很认真地跟神又许了一个愿。
And I was very solemn in making this vow with the Lord.
我说，如果你让我的父母能够都年龄活过七十
，I said if you allow for my parents to live beyond 70.
我就把我自己献给你。
I will consecrate myself, give myself to you.
当时许这个愿的时候，我父母五十多岁。
When I made this vow, my parents were in their 50s.
因为到七十岁还有很长的时间。
Because in order for them to pass 70, there's still quite a long period of time.
我就把这事几乎忘了。
I almost forgot about what I vowed.
2006年的六月。
In 2006, in June,
公司派我出差。
The company had sent me off on a job away on assignment.
去重庆。
I went to 重庆。
正好是个主日。
It was on a Sunday.
同事就说，要不我带你去聚会吧。
There was a coworker who asked me if they wanted to take me to a gathering.
因为同事知道我信主。
Because this coworker knew that I believed in the Lord.
他也被老板邀请信主。
He was also asked by the manager, by the boss, to believe in the Lord.
因为我不知道他真的信没有。
But I don't know if he is a true believer or not.
因为为了接待我。
But in order to welcome me,
他就带我去了重庆的解放碑教堂。
He took me to a church gathering in Chongqing.
去那里以后就开始唱诗歌。
When I was there, we began to sing.
有一首比较新的诗歌叫《彩虹下的约定》。
There was a more new song to me that was the promise or covenant under the rainbow.
当唱到与你有约是永恒的约。
When the verse read that I have a covenant, I have a promise with you, and this is an eternal covenant.
彩虹为证，千古不变。
And that the bow, the rainbow, is the sign, and that it will never change.
唱第一遍的时候。这句话就抓住了我的心。
Even when I sang this one time through, these words grabbed hold of me.
唱第二遍的时候，我就止不住流泪。
When I sang the second time around, I shed tears.
我想起了我许的那个愿。
I recall the vow I made.
当唱第三遍的时候，
When I sang the third time.
那唱第三遍的时候，我想，我是不是我许愿那个日子到了？
I thought to myself.Is it my time to repay my vow?
我不知道，因为你知道在，中国有一个很特别的情况，就是有一个户口本儿。
There's a very unique situation in China. There you have your savings passbook.
这户口本是很宝贝的东西，在父母手里藏着。
This passbook is very precious, and the parents would hold on to it.
所以回到北京第一件事，我就管我母亲要那个户口本。
So the first thing I did when I went back to Beijing, I asked my mother for the savings passbook.
2006年6月11号。
2006 June 11th.
是我母亲满70岁那一天。
Was the day when my mother turned 70.
神真的做了。
God did fulfill my vow.
但这些经历只是一个开始。
But such experience was only a beginning.
因为信主是在家庭里面。
Because I believed in the Lord in a family church.
那么，我就看这些信主家庭的这个夫妻。
I saw the family where I believed in the Lord, and there's this couple.
我觉得很不一样。
I thought this husband and wife, they were quite different.
那我对婚姻所了解的话是通过我的父母。
And my understanding of marriage was always through my parents.
他们没有信主，我没有觉得从他们的婚姻里面是什么幸福。
They did not believe in the Lord, and I saw the relationship they had in their marriage.
尽管他们对孩子是真的全心的爱。
Even though that they would treat us as their children with all their love.
那我记忆当中好像他们总是为我奶奶应该留下的一点财产在争执。
In my recollection that they did have some conflict with my grandmother concerning the finances.
因为聚会接触到很多的这个信主的家庭。
But because of in the fellowship, I encounter many different families.
那我自己就在祷告的时候跟神说，我说，哎呀，我真羡慕有这样的家庭。
As I pray to the Lord, I said to the Lord, I really admire families such as these around me.
你知道开始信主的时候我是不会祷告的。
You know that when I first believed in the Lord, I did not know how to pray.
那年长的肢体就告诉我，你心里对神怎么想，你就怎么说。
The elderly saints would encourage me, you tell the Lord exactly what you think and just say it to him.
那时候真是我有这样的感动。
At that time, I did was moved in this way.
所以我就跟神这样说了。
So I said to God.
但在听的人里头就有我未来的姊妹。
And I was praying for my wife.
因为当我这样祷告的时候，他事后跟我交通说，他其实自己也有这个心愿。
When I later on I discover my wife had the same prayer when I share with her that we were praying about the same thing.
而且他跟神说，他说希望恋爱一次成功，不希望像别人那样去试。
She said that I just wanted to be the right person the first time. I don't want to be like other people who are trying they're dating.
于是我们就开始交往了。
So later on, then my wife and I we started to court.
我们第一次约她出去是带她去了一位老姊妹的家里。
The first time we went out, we went to an elderly sister's home.
所以你会看到，那我婚姻的这个基础，我觉得是建立在这个信主的这个环境当中。
Therefore, you can see in my family, my marriage, it was founded on this matter of faith.
而是真的姊妹就成为我一个极大的祝福。
And indeed, my wife, the sister became a great blessing for me.
我好的帮助。
It was my great help.
也对教会的祝福。
Also a blessing for the church.
那么，两个人同意了，还要经过他不信父母的这个关。
Even though the both of us were in agreement, we still needed to get the agreement of her parents, and they were unbelievers.
我是北京人，我太太是广州人。
Now I'm from Beijing and my wife is from Canton.
于是我就去广州见她的父母。
So I went to Guangzhou to meet her parents.
她父亲就很客气地问我。
Her father courteously asked me very courteously in this way.
我忘了他怎么样的绕，但核心就是我没有钱。
I forgot how he went around in circle with the same question, but basically it was his telling me that I did not have enough money.
但是真的感谢神，我当时我似乎是在说，我说二十多岁的年轻人能够有什么钱呢？
But I really thought to myself, I'm just someone in my early 20s who would have a lot of money during that age.
当时他母亲没有什么表态。
Her mother did not give me a signal either way.
那第二天早上
The next morning,
他母亲就说八年抗战。
That there was going to be a long time to wait.
那我知道这样是在变相拒绝我。
And so she was telling me in a nice way to decline my request.
那我就出了一点血气。
So then out of my flesh, anger.
那我就说 OK, 结束。
Okay, let's put an end to this.
那这时候我们姊妹就说我们一起祷告吧。
At that time, then my wife, she said to me, let's pray.
那我心里在说都拒绝了还祷告什么
And my heart I thought, oh, they declined, they refused. What's the use of praying?
她说要祷告。
She said we must pray.
结果我们闭上眼睛的时候
So when we closed our eyes,
她等我先说。
She was waiting for me to pray first.
我没得可说。
I had nothing to pray about.
她就这样捅我。
And so she nudged me.
我说我没得说。
I said I have nothing to pray, I don't know how to pray.
于是她就先开口祷告。
So she first prayed.
那他祷告完之后，这时候有神的话进来。
After she prayed, then the word of God came in.
我从来没有背过这句话。
I never recited this verse before.
那句话是希伯来书十章三十八节。
And this verse was from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38.
那里说，他若退后，我心里就不喜悦他。
And there it says that the Lord does not have pleasure, does not in delight on those who backslide.
那这句话出自哪我不知道。
Now I did not know where these words were from.
我就让姊妹拿来那个经文汇编。
And I just asked my wife.
我就查退字。
So I looked for the concordance for this word retreat, draw back.
然后我姊妹问我你得到什么话了。
And my wife asked me, what word did you receive from God?
我就不跟她说。
I did not tell her.
因为我不知道结果。
Because I did not know the result of it yet.
他说就念这句话给我听。
And so she read these words for me.
我说你怎么知道的？
I said, how do you know?
他说你这个是比较应景吗？
Now this one is more close to our situation.
那这样的话也他父母没有当时就马上答应。
Her parents did not agree to our marriage at that time.
后来我们就回到了北京。
Later on we returned back to Beijing.
他那时候刚好在北京出差，我们是在家庭聚会认识的。
Because at that time, actually, she was on assignment in Beijing, and that's how we met in the home church.
后来她父母就一点点往后退。
Later on, then her parents started retreating to soften bit by bit.
那么开始说，在北京待几年，你以后要回广州。
They first said to their daughter, "Oh, you can stay in Beijing a few years, but you must come back to Guangzhou."
再过几个月以后，就说你们幸福就行了。
A few months later, their comment was, well, as long as the both of you are happy, then we'll be okay.
感谢神，我95年10月7号，我们在家里边举行了婚礼。
I thank God that in 1995, October 7th, we were married in the home church.
下面我再想跟弟兄姊妹分享一下服事的经历。
Now I want to share somewhat with brothers and sisters my experiences in service.
我自己家里面的正式聚会是2001年的1月2号。
And I was gathering in January 2nd, 2001, here.
那正好第一次的聚会我们就是掰饼。
And the first time was that it was bread breaking.
我们是五六个家庭。
It was five or six families.
都是一个家庭。
It was each family.
然后有这样的聚会。
We would gather in this way.
神真的祝福我们。
God truly blessed us.
他的话在我们当中。
And his word was in our midst.
再插一下哈。
Now I just want to intervene a little bit.
那么在06年神答应了我那个祷告。
In 2006, when God answered my prayer,
2006年的9月1号我正式开始在基督学房读书。
So in 2006, When my mother turned 70, I enrolled in Academy of Christ in September.
好像这些经历我来之前就像拼图一样我一块一块凑起来、哦、原来是这样一幅图画。
Later on, I look back and I see all these are just like pieces of the puzzle being put together.
所以我觉得现在在年终。
Now, at the end of the year,
我觉得我们应该数算神的恩典。
We really need to count God's blessings.
这样为我们以后遇到难处的时候做储备。
Therefore, they are reserved for us later on in the future when we may encounter difficulty.
那在家里的聚会我们是以查经为主。
In the family church that we spend our focus on reading God's word, studying His word.
也借着这些年学房对我的训练。
It was also through these years that it was my studying in the Academy of Christ.
所以在聚会当中，我觉得能够得到生命的供应。
Therefore, in the gathering, I was able to receive provision of life.
神更让我们在经历当中去知道他的真实。
In our experience, God allowed for us to experience how real, how true He is.
婆媳之间的问题。
Whether it would be between the in-laws.
夫妻之间的问题。
Or relationship between the husband and wife.
小孩子被别人打了。
Or maybe the children.
这些事就发生在这几个家庭里。
And this is the, what the events that take place amongst these families when we gather together.
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
福音是他的大能。
That with the might of His might.
从我们倚靠神的结果。
And as a result, when we trust in Him.
这些事都得到了圆满的解决。
God will teach us how to have a perfect end to all our experiences.
就印证了福音是神的大能。
To confirm the fact, indeed, the gospel is the power of God.
那么再说一下，其实与同工之间也是会有一些摩擦的。
And I want to share an experience with the co-workers, how we may have some conflict at times.
那神是怎么带领我的呢？
How does God lead me in this way?
有一次有一个难处，好像觉得就怎么也过不去。
One time there was this difficulty, hardship that seems impossible to get over.
结果有一次有一个带领孩子聚会的姊妹说，哎，今天缺人，你能不能帮我？
One experience was that with the children ministry, the sister said to me that we were short on people to serve. Can you help me?
于是我就去了。
So I went.
你知道孩子唱诗歌的时候，他们是边唱边有动作的。
You know, for the children, when they sing, as they sing, they have movements, actions.
有一首歌说叩叩叩叩，有人在敲门。
There is this hand motion movement to the song knock knock knock, someone is knocking.
赶快把门开，赶快把门开。
Quickly open the door, quickly open the door.
于是孩子就做推门的动作。
So the children are having the hand movement motion to open the door.
当一个孩子做着这个动作的时候
，What one child when he was making this motion?
我里边那个难处没有了。
Then.All the hardship that I had with what my situation was gone.
那还有一次也是一个难处。
Another experience, there was also a hardship amongst the co-workers.
那也正好刚好查路加福音五章。
At that time, we were fellowshipping on the gospel according to Luke chapter 5.
五章二十二节那里说耶稣知道。
And Luke chapter 5 verse 22 there, it says that Jesus know.
哎，就这四个字。
It is just that simple word, Jesus knew.
那天就放大了。
But it was magnified to me on that day.
就让我看见了。
So I was able to see and know.
就解决了我的难处。
So it took away the difficulty, hardship that I had.
所以从这些经历我有一个体会。
So from such experiences, I have this understanding.
但凡弟兄姊妹有什么难处的时候。
That when brothers and sisters may have a hardship with one another,
我觉得你不要跟他说的太多。
I discover we don't need to say too much about it to one another.
因为前不久刚好有一姊妹有难处的时候。
Because when I, just another experience when there was a sister who had a hardship not long ago.
我们尽其所有的就再去说帮她。
We try all our best, all of us try to help her and encourage her.
我信主二十多年。
I believe in the Lord for over 20 years.
我太有的说了。
I have so much to say.
但是说那些东西都帮不了他。
But all that I have to say cannot help her.
最后还是神自己的一句话进到他里面的时候解决了他的问题。
But at the end, at last, it was the word of God that entered into her that solved the hardship, the difficulty that she had.
所以在聚会当中，那神圣灵在我里面会做工作。
As we gather together, the Holy Spirit is able to do His work within me.
因为你知道在年底的时候我们那里的聚会都会数算神的恩典。
Where we fellowship at the end of the year, we'll meet together to count His blessings.
在四五年前的时候
Four or five years ago,
我里边就有责备。
I was rebuked, admonished.
我说所有人都在说神的恩典。
I thought that everyone is speaking on God's blessings.
难道只是说说停在这里而已吗？
Would it just end in counting His blessing and that's it?
那是，我说那又怎么样呢？
And then what?
那我说神还有什么心意吗？
I said, is there a heart of God, a desire of His behind this?
这时候
at this time,
就借着一次聚会
through a gathering,
让我再次看到了使徒行传刚才我们读的那个一章八节。
It spoke to me again in the verse we read in Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
因为我信主的时候，别人年长的肢体就告诉我们，活着就是他见证。
Because when I first believe in the Lord, the elderly saints, the older saints would tell me that we believe and we live as His witnesses.
这句话在我里边印得很深。
These words were deeply impressed upon me.
当我有这样负担的时候，再去读这句话的时候
，When I have such a burden, I reread those words again.
那句话的开头说但圣灵降在你们身上
and that verse it says when the spirit Holy Spirit shall come upon you
见证是跟圣灵有关系的
therefore our testimony being witnesses is connected has to do with the Holy Spirit
因为圣灵是见证主的
now because the Holy Spirit himself testifies of the Lord
哦，这样我觉得突然间给我一个开启
now then suddenly these words really opened my eyes
原来我们所蒙的这些所有的恩典和经历
All the grace, all the blessings that we have been bestowed
都是要显出他自己来
It is to manifest to us himself
神就是这样带领我们
And this is how God leads us
那还有就是在提摩太后书二章五节的时候
Now also in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 5
那里说人若在场上比武
And there when one strives for masteries
非按规矩
We must strive legally according to the law
就不能得冠冕。
Otherwise, we would not be crowned.
哎，你会看到
，We can see then,
神就这样一步一步带我们走正路。
This is how God leads us step by step to go on the straight way.
还有，我再说一些我家里边的事情。
I want to share also with some household matters.
就像上午老弟兄分享的好像都是透明的。
As our elderly brother shared earlier, many of these are transparent. We ought to be transparent.
好像家里没有秘密。
There should not be any secrets in the family.
不过即使神的恩典我就愿意说。
But by God's grace, I like to share this.
我的儿子今年14岁。
My son, he is turning 14. He's 14 this year.
在他六七岁的时候，有一次我跟我太太带他去那个一个儿童的一个聚会。
When he was six or seven, my wife and I brought him to a children's meeting.
那第一次我们跟他是一起的。
The first time we were together with him.
那么唱一首诗歌。
One time we were singing this hymn.
两行半的字。
It was just two and a half lines.
因为他是新来的，所以别人就让他读。
Because he was new to the meeting, so others asked him to read it.
那些字很简单他都认识
and those words were quite simple and he knew all the words
但有两个字他不认识
there was two words that he did not know
耶稣
it was Jesus
那当初真的对我里面就特别的责备
at that time it was a very heavy admonishment for me
我认为我将很好的东西给他了
I thought I have given the very best
但是在那个情况之下我觉得最重要的我没给他。
But under that condition, in that situation, I felt I did not give him what was most important.
所以事后，那就是在家里面就我的太太做的工作比较多。
Later on, then we worked at this, and my wife did most of this work.
那有一次我太太开家长会，回来就跟我说。
One day after my wife came back from the meeting, she said.
她在签到的时候。
When she was signing in,
旁边那个家长是班上学习最好的。
From the meeting, the one next to her was the parent of the best student in class.
那么那一边是一个特别也是优秀的学生。
On the other side was also a student, was a very good student in class.
但老师对我太太说。
But the teacher said to my wife,
林多很正直。
That my son, he is very upright.
那我太太说好像一个几岁的一个孩子。
My wife commented that for a child who is so young,
从一个语文老师的口里评价出来的。
And it is from this teacher who had this evaluation of him.
那么我想老师还是经过认真思想的。
I would think that the teacher did not say this casually, but gave some thought to this comment.
真的很感谢神。
I really thank God for that.
他不是学习最好的。
He was not the best student.
但真是我们也是希望他在能够很好的在信仰上他能够清楚得救。
Of course, we desire for him to be very clear on his salvation.
所以今年在六月份的时候
therefore, in this past June,
我那里有一个受浸的机会。
We had an opportunity for baptism.
当然从我自己的心里我是希望我的孩子能够信就是受浸。
Of course, I desire for my son to be saved and to be baptized.
因为在受浸之前有几个这个特别的信息聚会。
Before the baptism, there was a series of messages.
他也是坐一坐听听就走了。
He would just listen in and he would walk away.
那我太太就做了几次诱导。
And my wife also counseled him a few times.
这是我不太情愿的。
This time I was unwilling.
因为我是希望他自己能够清楚的信。
Because I wanted him just to be clear on him, by himself on his faith.
那今年他已经14岁。
He is 14 this year.
周六晚上从外边聚会回来我这里边就有感动。
One evening when we came back from the meeting, I was moved.
因为第二天就要受浸。
Next day was the baptism.
我说我还要抓紧这个机会跟他谈。
I said I have to grab hold of this opportunity to share with him.
他当时在玩游戏。
At that time he was still playing.
我说我跟你谈话，我有些事要跟你说。
I said to him I have some things to speak to you about.
他说等一会儿行吗
？He said, oh, can this wait a bit?
我说行。
I said that's fine.
结果等了十多分钟，我看他还没结束。
I waited for 10 or 15 minutes. He's still not end yet.
我说因为时间已经11点了，我说希望现在。我们有这个谈话。
I said it's 11. I want to have this conversation with you now.
他说好。
He said fine.
于是我就拿了一个凳子。
So I took a chair.
我跟他面对面。
I was face to face with him.
我说这不是父亲与儿子的一个谈话。
I said this is not a conversation between father and son.
我说是李弟兄与李恩多弟兄之间的一个谈话。
It is a conversation between brothers.
我说你知道明天有这样的一个受浸。
Now you know there's the baptism tomorrow.
那你也在这个。信主的家庭环境里长大。
You also grew up in this environment that we believe in the Lord.
但是我是希望你自己是清楚信的。
But I want you to know for sure for yourself that you believe.
我说你愿意吗
？I said, are you willing?
他说我愿意。
He said, yes, I am.
后来我说，先慢一点再说愿意。
I said, oh well, not so quick before you answer me.
因为受浸前大概有七个问题。
Because for the baptism, I would ask him a few questions, 7 questions.
我说好，我说一个一个问题，我问你，你听好了，然后再告诉我是否你真的愿意。
So let me ask you a series of questions, and you listen carefully, and think, and before you answer me, if you're willing.
所有的问题问完了，他说我愿意。
After I asked all the questions, he said I'm willing.
真的感谢神。
I thank God.
第二天。
The next day.
我亲自给他施浸。
I baptized him myself.
本来开始要施浸是两个人。
When we were baptizing, normally it would be 2 brethren.
但那天实际是五个。
There was only 2 was going to be baptized, but on the day when we baptized, there was 5 who were baptized.
神将人数加给了我们。
God has added the numbers to us.
那事后还有一个特别让我们鼓励的地方。
There was also another area that really encouraged us.
有这次聚会其实是那个姊妹提出来的。
We had this gathering, this meeting, because it was proposed by a sister.
因为她提出来的时候我没有太在意。
When she made mention to have this meeting, I did not pay much attention to it.
因为你知道在家里边的话如果是受浸的话整个大水浸的话是要不太方便。
It was the sister who suggested for the baptism because when we are being baptized at the home, it's not very convenient to do so.
那当她提出第三次的时候
When she mentioned to me for the third time about this meeting,
那我真的就认真了。
I gave it some serious thought.
所以神也在外面让我们租到很大的一个宾馆的有这种池子。
Therefore, God allowed for us to rent a hotel with a room, they were already have a pool there.
就人可以完全的浸下去。
That we can actually submerge the one being baptized into the water.
但施浸完以后我就问他我说其实他 受完浸的一个月，他就到美国来留学了。
I asked him a month later after he was baptized. In fact, at that time, after he was baptized, he came for studying in the U.S.
我说你为什么那边有那么好的环境，你为什么不去那里？我问他为什么不在美国来受浸，因为他到这边来读书了。
I asked him then, why would you not decide to be baptized in the U.S. since you knew you were going to study in the U.S.?
他说因为在这里我有归属感。
His answer was because I feel at home here.
感谢神。
I thank God.
我觉得这是神给我们的恩典。
I feel that this is a grace, a blessing from God to us.
所以有这样的这种效法。
When we follow in this way,
其实是从年长肢体那里学来的。
We actually have followed from the saints before us.
我们看一下希伯来书十二章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
十二章第一节，我们一起读。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Let us read together.Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
感谢神在我信主以后就真的给我预备了特别多的爱主的弟兄姊妹。
I thank God that after I believed in the Lord, He has arranged for me manySaints around me that dearly love the Lord.
这次到美国以后，我才知道这叫属灵的遮盖。
After I came to the U.S., I realized this is the spiritual covering.
那么，在这里我特别的要去提一个叫少老姊妹。
Here I want to make special mention of an elderly sister, Sister Shao.
他在我属灵的这个成长过程当中是一个非常对我有重要帮助的人。
She is someone of most important to me in my growth, as she helped me quite a bit.
多年前他曾经来过三藩市做见证。
Many years ago, she did come to San Francisco to bear testimony.
我不知道有没有人听过他的见证。
I don't know if anyone have heard her testimony.
不久前他刚刚写了一本书叫《受苦有益》。
And not too long ago, she wrote this book, It's Good for Us,To suffer.
他把神在他身上的这些恩典和经历全部在那个书中见证出来。
She wrote out all the experiences that she have with the Lord by His grace.
那么因为跟他有这样很深的在属灵上的这种情感。
Because I have a deep root with her in this spiritual bond there.
他因为癌症身上至少挨了不下十刀，做了十次大的手术。
Because of her cancer bout, she had to perform over 10 operations.
那具体的经历，如果大家以后能读他的见证，你们去读。
Later on, if brothers and sisters have the opportunity, you can read her book read about her testimony.
我是想跟他的这样的一次经历。
I want to share one particular experience.
因为听到他再次又去住院要手术的时候
one time when I heard that she was to have another operation again,
我心里非常的痛苦
I was very much in pain about this,
也会难过
I was in sorrow,
甚至于就有一些疑问
I also then would have some doubt,
好像就刀不离开他
and that it seems like she cannot depart away from going under the knife,
那当有这样难处的时候神就在我里边有两个字。
When I had such a doubt or difficulty, God gave me two words.
他是。
He is.
那好像这两个字进到我里边之后，我对的那种纠结就释然了。
It seems as if once the word of God entered into me with this, He is, then my doubts, my questionings went away.
那当我去看他的时候，我就把这两个字告诉他。
When I went to visit her, I shared with her these two words.
他像打乒乓球似的那样很快的回应过来。
And then it's just like playing ping pong. When I said these to her, quickly she gave me a reply.
是他。
He is. It's him.
感谢神。
I thank God.
我觉得在他们生命的经历当中
in our life experience,
除了这位老姊妹
besides this elderly sister,
还有 另外一位洪弟兄。
There is another brother, Brother Hong.
他现在已经过世了。
He has passed on now.
那听其他人去讲，这位主受了很多的苦。
When I hear others share about him, I've heard from them that he suffered much for the Lord.
那这次到圣地亚哥，我就住在他的姊妹家里。
This time when I'm in San Diego, I'm living in his wife's house.
我就问他，我说伯伯有没有什么这种经历见证写出来。
I asked her if Brother Hong then have such experiences that he has written about to share with us.
他对他所受过的苦。
As far as what he has suffered.
只字未提。
He did not mention anything.
那所留下来的。
And what he left.
只是他的一些讲道信息。
Yeah, was only sermons that he has shared, he has preached.
那么另外一个就特别的见证。
There's another testimony.
是在我父亲的身上。
It's upon my father.
我本来是今年的二月份我要来美国。
I was supposed to be in the U.S. this February.
那么来之前因为我父亲有心脏当时我父亲已经78岁了。
At that time, my father was already 78.
感谢神哈我记得我那个许的愿70岁现在是78岁、
再
过两天就79岁了。
I thank God, the vow that I made if they would live in, to 70, but he's 78 now and just a few days from now he'll be 79.
本来二月份的行程都已经定了。
I already signed my visa.
那么因为他心脏的问题就要去医院治疗。
Because of his heart condition, he needed to be hospitalized.
但因为没有办法人医院人太多没有办法接受入院这样在家等。
Because it was too crowded in the hospital, so he had to wait at home.
那么实在是没有办法了我就想到了一个信主的父姊妹。
I did not have any other way, so I know of a sister.
我说我父亲有这种情况，他说那你就接到我这里来吧。
I told her about she said I have no other means and she said that's fine why don't you send him to me?
那到医院以后就说我父亲心脏的问题说是堵了90%多。
And when he was hospitalized, they said his heart condition was clogged over 90%.
说需要做几个支架。
They needed to have several bridges for him.
因为他是那个科的主任。
Because that sister was the supervisor for that unit.
不是直接负责我父亲。
She was not directly responsible for my father.
所以就是下面的一个助手就安排手术。
It was an assistant of hers to arrange for the operation.
于是我就在同意手术上签了同意。
So on the agreement to perform the surgery, I signed for the agreement, consent to do so.
那签完这个字以后他知道了就把我找去。
After she realized this, she looked for me.
他说根据他的经验。
She said according to her past experience.
还是不要做这个手术。
Let's not go through with the operation.
那第一次跟这姊妹接触是我十多年前我在一个家庭里面见过他一面。
Now, how did I come to know about this particular sister? It was over a decade ago when we met at a home gathering and I saw her one time.
但是他说他从来不记得我这个人。
But she said she doesn't remember me.
在医院当他叫我名字的时候。
But when she called for my name in the hospital.
我信主二十多年第一次有那样的经历。
In my 20 years of believing in the Lord, it was this only one time I experienced this.
我觉得这姊妹是一个非常可信托的人。
I felt when she called my name, she called me, I felt she was one that was very reliable, trustworthy.
于是她就带着我然后去改那个同意的那个签字的那个手术单。
So she took me and to change my consent on about the operation.
我本来以为是再另签一份。
I thought we were going to sign another consent form.
结果那个医生说不用了，在同意的前面加一个不字就行了。
The doctor said you don't need to sign another one. Just say you agree, but add on no. I do not agree. I don't agree to the form that I already signed.
感谢神，多亏没有做这个手术。
I thank God that we did not go through with the operation.
因为一旦做上支架以后
because if we did go through with the operation to perform the bridges for him,
就要吃一种溶血的药。
He needed to take medication for his condition to for the density of his blood.
就不断的要去把那个血管这样促进它流动。
They would then continue to have his blood circulate in that condition with the medication.
那决定做保守治疗的时候，就是要例行检查出院。
That we don't want to go through the operation, we needed to go through the procedure to be discharged.
那在化验单上的时候，看到我父亲的血色素特别偏低。
Procedure, we saw that his blood count was low.
于是在大便里发现有血
and we discover there was also blood found in his stool, his bowel movement.
然后就发现胃的问题
and then we discover there were some issues with his abdomen.
活检以后发现是胃癌晚期
and we discover then from that it was the last stage of stomach cancer for him.
多亏没有做前面那个手术
it was good that we did not perform the previous consent for that operation.
因为被切除以后就要吃止血药。
That is because after that operation, he would need to take medication for the blood.
不能上边既溶着，下边又止着。
The situation will be very complex, compounded with the heart condition for the density of the blood, and yet for the abdomen, they needed to have no bleeding for the no blood for the stomach.
但当时考虑到我父亲的一个身体的一个状况是不具备做手术的条件的。
After we discover the health condition of my father was not qualified to go through surgery.
因为有可能第一关你这个麻醉也许人就没了。
Even going through the anesthesia, perhaps some complications from there, he could lose his life.
那么即使这关闯过去在手术过程当中如果上面发生心脏堵塞
Even if it was able to go through the anesthesia and during the operation, perhaps there are some complications with the heart.
即使有幸这关你躲过去
And if you went through that part of the operation,
那手术打开以后也许可能全部扩散了也是没机会了。
Perhaps after they look at what's inside, there is no, nothing they can do about.
那即使这关闯过去，你能在监护室那部肺部感染那关，你还能过去呢
？Even if they were successful in the operation afterwards, the healing, if there was no side effects afterwards, complications, there might be some issues.
那遇到这样的问题的话，就真的好像把难题就推给了我。
When we face with all these hardship, all these questions, it seems like I'm dropped with the ball, the decision.
那么每天在医院去往返的路上就纠结在这里。
I was just in this routine, day in and day out, going back and forth from the hospital.
那做与不做啊
？Now, so should we go through with it or not?
医生说的很明确，不做就三个月。
Now, the doctor said very clearly, if you do not have the operation, 3 months.
那再去思想这件事情的时候
，When I thought about this some more,
然后有一天有一首诗歌
，One day this hymn
就进到我的里面
，came to me.
那里说他使软沙做海界线。
This hymn was that God have used the feeble sand as the boundary for the ocean, for the sea.
波浪虽狂不能在前。
Even though as fierce as the waves are, it cannot go beyond that.
我不知道这件事是不是就是真的就对我父亲说的呢
？I don't know if these words were truly speaking about my father's condition.
那当这姊妹问我感觉的时候
，Later on when this sister asked me how I felt.
我就把这句话告诉给她了。
I share with her these words.
我也很坦白。
I was very plain and honest.
我说您说做就做，不做就不做。
I said to her, if it's in your experience that to go through with it, we will. If it's in your opinion, we will not, then we will not.
当我这样交出去以后
，When I share this,
神让我看见。
God showed me.
我真的见过很多爱主的弟兄姊妹。
I've seen many brethren who dearly love the Lord.
我没有见过这么爱主的弟兄姊妹，这个姊妹。
I have not met as someone who loved the Lord as dearly as this particular sister.
我觉得这爱是从神来的。
I felt that such love is from God.
我跟她连一面之缘没有。
I only saw her once.
她不记得我是谁。
She did not remember who I am.
但她帮我。
But she helped me.
你知道怎么帮我吗？
Do you know how she helped me?
她去麻醉科问。
So she went to the anesthesiist to ask.
那麻醉科的主任说不做。
And the supervisor said no.
去外科问。
She went to the surgeon to ask.
问外科的主任说我没胆做。
And the surgeon said, I dare not perform such an operation.
但是偏偏给实施做手术的那个顾主任他说做。
But it was the surgeon himself, though, who said, yes, we will do the operation.
他是跟这个父姊妹是很好的在医院的就像姐们似的。
And this surgeon actually is very, has a very good relationship with the sister. They're like sisters. They got along well in the hospital.
因为顾主任是一个在中国的肝移植专家。
Now this particular surgeon was an expert, a specialist in this field in China.
他没有必要为这一个跟他毫不相关的这样的一例手术影响他自己以后的前程。
She did not need to have such a risk to say, to comment about the surgery and not to affect her future with this.
最后最让我感动的是决定手术那签字那一刻。
And what moved me greatly was at the moment when we have to decide to sign the consent form or not.
她拉着我到了这个雇主人的助手的那里。
She took my hand to the assistant of this Dr. Ku there.
他说顾主任在手术台上死过人没有。
Her question was, has anyone died on the operation table while Dr. Ku was performing the surgery?
那助手说从来没有。
The assistant said never.
他说下手术台以后死过没有。
Did anyone die after the surgery?
他说也没有过。
She said no.
最后他就跟我说闯吧。
And later on, she turned to me and said, let's try it.
他说即使真的第一针那麻醉下去过去那你父亲也没什么痛苦。
She said that he's going to have the anesthetic, so if he passes on or it goes through, he would not know and he would not have any pain.
但当时真的决定做的时候好像自己的里面还是有那个纠结。
Even though when we have made the decision to go ahead with the surgery, yet there's still not question.
因为想那一刻真的要没了还不如看他几个月呢。
The question is that if that was to end in that way, why don't we just let it be and so I can spend a few more months with him?
但是那时候我父亲的并发症已经出来了。
But there was already some complications already at that time.
好像知道这个消息以后真的让我完全甘心地说哎呀就得做了没有别的办法。
It was as if it was a sign to me that since this,took place. There's no other thing we can do except let's go ahead with the surgery.
很感谢神，手术很顺利。
I thank God the operation was very successful.
麻醉科。
The anesthetics.
心血管科。
The heart aspect of it.
还有实际实施手术的那个主刀医生。
And the primary surgeon of this.
全部都是主任级。
They were all supervisor level and above.
那我父亲手术很顺利。
My father's operation went very smoothly.
那做切片的结果是高分化。
And the result of the biopsy was that,
就是癌症里好像高分化是比较轻的那种哈，我是这样理解。
My understanding was the biopsy was that this was actually a very low stage of cancer or a very it was not as severe.
所以说考虑他的年龄，也不用做化疗，也不用做放疗。
Because their consideration of his age, they did not need to do any other therapy with chemo or radiation.
所以我父亲现在很健康。
Now my father is doing quite well now.
那再说一个很特别的事情。
Also another very unique experience.
就是当我知道我父亲得这个癌症的时候。
That is after I discovered my father with this cancer.
我是亲口告诉我父亲你得了癌症。
I was the one who personally told my father that he has cancer.
他知道医生找我谈完话以后他就问我。
When he noticed the doctor asking to speak with me about his condition, he asked me.
他说 病严重吗？
Is my illness severe?
我就点头。
I nodded yes.
他说什么病？
He asked me what is wrong.
我说癌。
I said cancer.
他说是晚期。
He said what stage?
我就点头。
I nodded it was the last stage.
这样然后他就躺在床上。
And he just lay back in bed.
沉默了有大概一分钟。
He was silent for about a minute.
他就说家里的存折在哪儿。
And his comment was, well, where is the passbook for the family?
密码是什么？
What is the password?
然后我就说你知道不知道以后去哪儿？
And I asked him, do you know where you will be going?
他说去天堂。
He said, I will be in heaven.
感谢神。
Thank God.
他能够知道。
He knows.
下面还有一点时间我想再谈一下我来美国的一些经历。
Since I have some time, I want to share a bit about my experience of coming to the US.
其实我觉得在属灵的这点学习的服事上。
In this a matter of my spiritual experiences in serving.
真是看前辈的这样的榜样学来的。
It's really by example of the saints before me.
就像圣经上说神留这些见证人。
Just as it says that God has surrounded us with such a great cloud of witnesses.
如同云彩围绕我们。
That he surrounded us with such a great cloud of witnesses.
但特别感谢主。
But I especially thank the Lord.
我们信主以后他就将圣灵放在我们的里面。
After we believe in the Lord, he has placed the Holy Spirit within us.
我觉得神给我一个特别大的恩典。
I feel that the Lord has given me a special grace.
我信主之后我就学会分辨。
After I believe in the Lord, I've learned this matter of discernment.
如果在一个聚会当中
If in a gathering place,
我知道什么人的话能够进到我的耳朵里去。
If I was able to, once it enters my ear,
那么什么人的话能进到我心里去。
If the word of God can enter into my heart,
所以因着这个经历
because of this experience,
别人问我该去哪儿聚会的时候
when others ask where should I go to fellowship,
我从来不跟他说哪儿好哪儿不好。
I never would answer to them where is good and where is not good.
我说什么地方的聚会能供应到你心里去。
I said, wherever you go and they're able to provide, supply to you with the word in your heart.
你就在那里学高就好了。
And that's where you will go and learn and that will be good.
那么这次有机会去New Jersey 是基督学坊我们的刘校长那里。
This particular trip I had to opportunity to visit New Jersey where the principal of the Academy of Christ is at Brother Liu's place.
因为我知道他们夫妇服侍了很多问题的青少年。
Because I know Brother Liu and his wife have served many of the young people who are dealing with many different issues.
所以我也很愿意有机会去他那里看一看。
So I wanted to have this opportunity to visit them to see.
那么有一次就参加了他周六的一个叫早餐会。
There's one time on Saturday morning, I went to one of their breakfast meetings.
就是弟兄有一起交通。
That was the brothers had a chance to fellowship together.
然后吃一顿早餐。
And they would have a breakfast together.
然后我到那儿一看。
And when I went there,
二十多个弟兄。
I saw over 20 brothers.
我就不明白师母怎么准备这顿早餐。
I did not understand how Sister Liu could prepare such a breakfast for so many.
见她第一眼的时候她在厨房很潇洒的溜达。
And when I first saw her, she was very casual and taking it easy in the kitchen.
那么第二眼再去看她的时候
when I took a second look at her,
好像在做表演一样在那里 做什么东西。
And she was just cooking, doing whatever she was doing, but it was like putting on a show very easy.
那我们聚会了，他就把厨房门关上。
When the brothers started to meet, she would just close the kitchen door.
等我们聚完会以后。
After we finish our meeting.
一大桶的这咖啡空就端出来。
The breakfast, a lot of breakfast was all made for us. And
然后一个很实在的这样的一个面包。
There was a coffee and bread.
那个面包吃了之后真的让你就不饿了。
It was very filling.
所以我看到他们的服饰觉得真的很美。
When I see that the service is very beautiful.
因为今天时间的关系我不能讲太多。
Because of time today, I cannot share too much.
但是最后我还是想特别就是把一点感动带给大家。
But at the end, I'd like to share some thoughts that I've been moved to you.
这次在圣诞前期我有听了一次英文的讲道。
On this past Christmas Eve, I heard an English message.
那么里边讲到耶稣的降生。
In this message, it shared about the birth, the descent of the Lord.
我们再看一下路加福音第二章。
Let us turn to the Gospel according to Luke chapter 2. The Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verse 11, let us read together.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. 那这里中文是为你们生了救主。
In the Chinese, it's for you, a Savior is born.
那么英文用的是 you.
In the English translation, it is for you.
当他做这样分享的时候，就一下抓住我的心。
As he shared this message, the sermon in English, he said for you, it took hold of my heart.
因为当中文那里是说是你们。
Because in the Chinese translation, it's the you in the plural form in the characters.
当然你们当中包括你。
Of course,this plural form of you includes you, me, that means.
但你知道人都是想专属于自己的。
But you know we are all very selfish. We want something all for ourselves.
所以他说英文是 to you.
So in the English one, to you.
我觉得这就特别抓住我。
This really took hold of me.
因为当我第一个孩子降生的时候。
Because when my first son was born.
医生说恭喜你做父亲了。
They would say, oh, congratulations, you're a father now.
哎，我立刻觉得我有一种负担，有一种责任在我的身上了。
Immediately, then I thought that I have a burden, a responsibility upon me now.
那信主这么多年，我怎么从没有觉得主就是为我呢
？How come then, for all these years I believe in the Lord, why did I not have the same feeling that it was for me?
诗歌选本里面有一个特别好的诗歌，是389首。
In the hymnary, there's especially this wonderful hymn, hymn 389.
如果可以的话，我们一同唱一下，可以吗？
If we could, let us sing this hymn together.